Israel is the ultimate rogue state, and it's particularly lethal because it has pretty much the uncritical backing of the world's only superpower.
And yet
the war against Iran makes absolutely no sense whatsoever from the point of view of Western interests.
Israel has just bombed Iran's South Pars gas field, which is the largest gas field in the world. In retaliation, the Iranians bombed the world's largest hub for the production of liquid natural gas in Qatar. As a result, oil and gas prices are shooting through the roof, which has massive adverse consequences for the global economy. It's as if the West's entire foreign policy is being dictated by the Joker in Batman walking down the street dressed as a nurse, pressing a button and blowing up a hospital.
Israel is fundamentally acting now as a rogue nation within the Middle East, trying to sow instability and chaos around it.
How on earth is any of this in the interests of the West, let alone the people of Iran and of the region?
It's a profoundly irrational war that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
It's an indication of just how absurd this war is that the Americans are now contemplating removing the sanctions on some Iranian oil
to try and bring the price of oil back down. Trump is very, very nervous about the destruction of oil and gas infrastructure precisely because of the impact it will have on markets, whereas the Israelis don't seem to give a damn. They essentially are agents of chaos.
Israel, and specifically Benjamin Netanyahu, has been trying to drag the United States into a war with Iran for 40 years. And for all their sort of slavish adherence to the state of Israel, every American president previously has been smart enough to sort of steer clear of that. Finally, in Donald Trump, Netanyahu found an American president who was prepared to be persuaded that this was in some way in America's interests. It's certainly not. The tail wags the dog.
I think the president, Trump, could be the first sitting president who could also be the prime minister of Israel at the same time.
If you just look at Israel itself, Israel has always been a very odd country in that the settlers, who are a fairly small proportion of the population, have enormous disproportionate political influence within the Israeli state. The tail wags the dog in Israel. Very right-wing, very racist settlers have massive disproportionate influence on the Israeli state. You then have this extraordinary situation where Israel has such enormous influence on American foreign policy. And then, of course, the rest of the world feels the need to fall into line behind American foreign policy. So you have this whole cascading series of tails wagging the dog, where supposedly liberal, democratic Western European countries effectively end up having their foreign policies dictated by 500,000 extreme racist Israeli settlers. It's absolutely bizarre.
And within Israel, that extremist settler mentality now appears to have infected pretty much the entire population.
The moral decadence and depravity of the American-Israeli alliance is extraordinary.
Just as they did in Gaza, now in Lebanon, Israelis are posting online videos of themselves committing war crimes and humiliating the local population.
If you look at the sort of video memes the Americans are putting out, they're quite grotesque. This is not a video game. On the very first day of this war, America killed over 100 small Iranian girls in an elementary school. The Americans want an Iran that is more pliable, that will cease to be a focus of resistance to American power. The Israelis certainly want that, but they're also perfectly happy for Iran to disintegrate, for Iran to become a failed state. They want countries to cease to be functioning states that enjoy sovereignty, that are able to protect themselves and to project power in any sort of way at all. You can see that in Syria, the minute the revolution happened, they took advantage of the chaos to bomb their navy and all their army bases and so on, to render Syria impotent. And that seems to be what they want in Iran, a place they can return to every 6 months and bomb specific things, mowing the lawn, as their grotesque expression has it, for the Gaza Strip. That's what they would like to do, which is why, for the moment, I suspect Iran is not prepared to have a ceasefire, because the Iranians, I suspect, want to show that they can inflict pain. Above all, and this is probably their key weapon, that they can inflict pain on the world globally through the closure of the Straits of Hormuz, and also generally through their attacks on the Gulf states, on the United Arab Emirates, on Qatar, and on Bahrain, which have always seen themselves as a sort of a haven of tranquility and prosperity in the Middle East. If they can destroy that economic foundation of those states, then that totally shifts the calculus. If the Iranians can show that they can exhaust the Israeli, in particular, supply of interceptors, at which point Israeli cities are at the mercy of their ballistic missiles, then that significantly shifts the calculus, the balance of power in the region. The Iranians have points of leverage, which other victims of the Israelis didn't have. I mean, they can really seriously bugger up the world economy. You keep oil over $100 a barrel for a sustained period, and it's going to impact on the standard of living of ordinary Americans. The damage it is doing.
Every time consumers in the West fill up their car or pay their gas bill, they're going to feel the massive impact of this war. And the people they have to thank for this are Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu.
This war is patently not in America's interests. It's certainly not in Britain's interests. In a way, there's a strange parallel between Iran and Britain. What's happened with this war? The Iranians were basically being confronted with demands, particularly with their ballistic missiles, where they were effectively being asked to surrender sovereignty. They were being asked to abandon their capacity to act as an independent nation able to defend itself. Now, with Britain, with this whole spat between Starmer and Trump, what you have is the British being told that even the pretense of an independent foreign policy, and let's not pretend that Starmer was doing anything particularly significant. He simply wanted to obey international law initially. What Trump did is he turned around and said to Starmer, you can't even pretend to have an independent foreign policy. You have to fall into line with us straight away. What's extraordinary then is the reaction
of the British right-wing press and right-wing politicians,
which immediately jump into the argument on Trump's side, basically saying, look, when the Americans say jump, you have to say how high. I find it extraordinary the degree to which these supposedly patriotic newspapers
and politicians like Nigel Farage
seem to have no sense of Britain's basic national dignity, any sort of idea that we might have some sort of independent foreign policy of our own.
I'm normally incredibly nervous about intervening in foreign wars. I believe this is the right one.
So much for take back control.
The adherence to international law isn't just a moral thing, it's also a practical piece of self-interest. If you are a middle-sized power, as Britain is, you don't want the law of the jungle, you don't want the rule of the strong, you want the rule of international law because it's in your interests. So let's be very clear, these newspapers that are now jumping up and down and screaming at Starmer for maintaining even the pretense of international law are not acting in Britain's interests. They are acting against it. They are acting in the interests of the United States and Israel.
We're at a crossroads with a stark choice. Do we continue supporting Israel, dragging the world to war, destroying international law, the global economy, and what's left of the West's moral authority? Or do we finally say no more to complicity in Greater Israel's never-ending wars of aggression?
The Iran war has again highlighted the limitations of mainstream media's coverage, where you would struggle to grasp the fact that the Israelis and Americans are the aggressors and that Iran is the country that's being attacked. It flags up more than ever the need for independent media. So please subscribe via Patreon to Double Down News.